97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
925 WIRX 925-9479. This morning, we're talking about being kicked out of venues. And the reason I bring this up is there was a guy that he got kicked out of his favorite soccer venue.
Get out of here.
Yay, buddy. Pal, get out. And to fight back, he decided to rent a crane for like $86, parked it next to the stadium, jacked that baby up.
You know, if you think about it, $86 is probably cheaper than the ticket he was paying for in the stadium.
It's not even so much the ticket price, because you can go to, like, you know, a Lions game or a Bears game, get nosebleed for $40.
Yeah.
It's the beer and the food.
That's what
gets
you.
But if you got this crane, get yourself a 30-pack of Natty Daddies.
You know that bucket? You could probably put a cooler in that bucket.
Hell yeah, you could.
What do you think he's sitting on?
Yeah. So you got to have the cooler. So it just got me thinking, though. Have you ever been kicked out of a venue? Hunter, have you ever been kicked out of
a venue? Very close, and this is very relatable because some of our listeners are probably listening right now or on that bus.
Yes.
We took a bus trip to AC/DC in Detroit. Ooh. This is probably 4 years ago, three, four.
Ooh!
It was a great concert, man. Kicked ass. So, you know, on the bus ride there to Detroit, it's a while. It takes a little bit, three hours. You know?
You can do some boozing. And on a bus, I think it's even a little bit longer.
So you're boozing on the bus. I took my buddy Ben. God, Ben, I hope you're listening, man. And so we did a little boozing. We're not just tanked where we can't, you know, handle ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But we get off the bus. We decide to go to a bar because we got about an hour in between time. And, of course, a listener, shots for everybody. So we're taking shots, getting pretty hammed up. Get to the concert. I'm fine. My buddy's Ben. He's fine, too. He's a little wobbly. He's just a little wobbly. Go gets his favorite thing, snack, pretzels and cheese.
Oh,
man.
You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with that, man.
So our seats are on, like, the second deck, so we got to, like, walk a flight of stairs up. And the concert's starting. You can hear, you know, Brian get up there, you know.
Ew!
Killing it, dude.
Y'all ready to rock?
I'm like, Ben, I'm on top of these stairs. I'm like, Ben, let's go. Come on. The concert's starting. So he has cheese in one hand, like a huge cup of cheese, man.
Yeah.
You know, his pretzel in the other hand. He's all excited. Ah! Running up the stairs. Misses the very first step. All right. So, you know, you put your toe on it and it slips off.
Yeah.
And you try to catch yourself. Well, he just kind of shouldered it and threw that cup of cheese straight up into the air, man. And it was like a cartoon, like slow motion. Like it went to the very top of its. And then it turned around and boom. Landed on his
head.
The
entire stadium is watching. Even Brian, the band, is like, no.
Slow motion, the whole cup. He had, like, real long, like, Jesus hair at the time, too. So this cup of cheese, man, his head was orange. And, of course, the bouncer is right there. Next to him.
Yep.
Hey, buddy, get up. Get up. You're out of here. So I fly down the stairs. I'm like, man, you can't kick him out. Like, dude, he's completely fine. I promise.
He just slipped.
He said, take him to the bathroom, get him cleaned up. And you guys, you both are out of here if you don't shape up.
So you shaped up.
So he's in the bathroom trying to wash his hair, dude, with all this cheese in it. It's just, what a terrible way to start a concert. So he was just miserable the whole time.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm glad you didn't get kicked out.
I know, but it's probably the closest.
Closest, but you've never been kicked out otherwise.
I think so.
I try not to cause a ruckus, but my story involves a disco ball, polyester shirts from the 70s, bell-bottom pants and roller skates. And some high school wrestling coaches. I'm going to tell you more about mine in just a little bit.
See, what's nice about skates, if you get kicked out, you just skate away.
Just skate away and say, screw you, buddy. Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
7:48. Have you ever been kicked out of a venue? Hunter almost did, but you seem like you don't really cause a ruckus when you're out.
Nah, I usually try to avoid the situation.
The older I've gotten, the better I've been. I've been kicked out of a couple places. Mm-hmm. One time was in Darlington after a skerfluffle, if you will.
A skerfluffle
with some of the locals. One of the fellas was mad that I bought his wife a shot. I did not know it was his wife. And to be fair, she bought me a drink before.
See?
Okay, wasn't my fault. Before the husband got there, she was real friendly.
Real friendly.
Real friendly.
Till he showed up. It was him.
That was one of the funniest fights, bar fights I've ever been in because as we got kicked out, all of us, literally the locals did and then we did, and we got kicked out, It was icy, super icy that day. And the bar was on this hill. Oh, so God. We literally hit the ice and we all just turned into Bambi. Like our legs just shot out. So we're sliding around trying to hit each other. It was the most ridiculous thing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We're like bracing ourselves on each other, like trying to get each other up so we can fight each other.
Breathing hard.
Then the cops come and like, what are you doing? Just stop.
Once this ice melts, I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm going to kick your ass. You stay right there. Doing that slow sidestep. But the best one that we got kicked out of was at a place called Flashbacks. This was a bar that was attached to a Marriott that me and my buddy Dwight and Zach used to go to all the time. It was a disco bar. A disco bar attached to the hotel.
Called Flashbacks.
This is where I met the 62-year-old.
Oh, nice.
That wanted to show me her room. Mom, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. So we used to go to this bar. I was underage at the time. I would drive up from Elmhurst, just outside of Chicago, meet my buddies in Madison. We would go to Flashbacks, just go rip it up. Well, this one particular night, there was a wrestling coach convention in town.
Oh, great.
Bunch of wrestling coaches were staying in the hotel. I wrestled. All right, in high school. I know what wrestling coaches are like. Well, apparently, they were not a fan of us stealing all the female attention. Now, I know it sounds like I'm being braggadocious. I'm thinking very highly of us. But we had Afro wigs. We had polyester shirts that were my dad's from the 70s, polka dotted polyester shirts. My one buddy, Dwight, was wearing roller skates. We were just at the disco.
Right.
And the ladies loved it.
What up, Starsky?
They loved it, man. So we were, you know, just dancing, buying the ladies shots, blah, blah. Well, the guys eventually had enough. Because we were, you know.
I'm sick of pointing fingers.
Yeah.
Dancing and
you're just dancing.
Looking good over there.
What do you think, y'all? Travolta? Get out of here. This is a Saturday Night Fever. But it was. So we got into a fight at the bar with these. Now, when I say fight, it's a lot of chest bumping and anything. But
a lot of wrestling.
I like to remember this one line, and my buddy Dwight still looks back on it with glee, is when I looked at one coach. And I said, well, you're a JV coach, right? He did not like this line. He didn't like that line. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being a JV coach. But if you're a head coach and you have some punk point at you and say, JV coach, right?
Yeah.
It kind of causes a stir. So we were kicked out of Flashbacks for the evening. We went back the next night and had a great time.
Was there like a wrestling match going on at any point?
You could tell the wrestling coaches were like getting ready, like in their stands. Like ready to wrestle. I'm pretty sure all of them had singlets on underneath.
What are these guys in these sweatsuits?
They're ready.
For?
One guy pulled out some headgear and was just ready to go.
Are those wrestling shoes?
What the hell? Are those some ASICS wrestling shoes?
All right, let's go, buddy.
In a bar? All
right.
One guy rolled out a mat. We were getting ready to go. So that was the best time I got kicked out because I was wearing a polyester polka dotted shirt and some bell bottom pants.
At least you were looking good while you got kicked.
God, I was looking good, man. Yeah. I was looking good. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. Rock 107 WIRX. It's Rockets Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Have you ever been kicked out of a venue?
Actually, I found out, or didn't find out. I did one time.
One time?
Yeah, I was in Mexico, Carlos and Charlie's. I was 17. It's an 18-year-old bar. Just let me in, dude.
No, Hunter.
I'm on vacation.
You know what? Mexico takes their drinking seriously.
Do they? They're drinking, for sure. They're drinking age. I'm not sure about that. But you know what? There was a gift shop next door to Carlos and Charlie's.
Yeah.
And then there was like a walkway behind that connected the two stores.
Yeah.
With no bouncer there. So I'm like, you guys do this on purpose. I know what you're doing.
Go to the alley. For God's sakes, don't be walking in the front. What I thought was great was spring break. Speaking of getting kicked out, being underage. Right. Spring break, my freshman year of college, right? I had a fake ID. Now, I got it just so I could go in. I didn't drink much. I didn't drink at all in high school, and I drank a little bit in college. It really, when I hit 21, that's when old Uncle Brock started drinking really heavy. But I wanted one so I could hang out with my friends in the bars when we were on spring break.
Because you hung out with like people older than you.
Older than me. And then also add in the fact, too, like spring break and it's a couple of my friends, they were 21 and everything. So I got one. My fake ID worked better than my friend's actual ID.
Nice.
No joke. The bouncer was like, I can't let you in, man. And my buddy's like, I'm really 21. And he's just looking at me. I'm already in the bar like,
hey, how you doing?
But
it's great here, man.
Dude, it's awesome.
Dude, there's chicks everywhere.
This is crazy. What are you doing at the door still? Get in here.
Stacy's looking for you.
It was.
She's looking hot.
My fake ID, and again, I had a beard in this deep gravelly voice when I was 13, so it worked out. Anyway, let's take a couple quick phone calls. Have you ever been kicked out of a venue? What happened and why? WIRX, hello.
Hey. So I have a good kicked out of a venue story. It wasn't me, but it was one of my friends.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
right.
Not me, I know, but a guy. All right, what's your story? Okay.
So my friend got kicked out of a venue where she was the headlining act.
Oh.
For a girl out in the bathroom.
Good.
And the bouncer was walking her out. She's screaming at the crowd going, I didn't become a rock star to not eat.
Good God.
Good God.
All right. A little halftime snack, huh?
I like that. Yeah, was that her pre-show ritual, just munching some box?
No, this was after the show. Oh. Like, the bar was still open, but the show was done. Some chick came up to her after the show and started chatting with her, and she was like, yeah, I'm taking this bitch in the bathroom.
I got in the wrong profession, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, dear, thanks for the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, you too, bye. WIRX, hello.
Hello, Brock. You wanted to hear about being kicked out of venues?
Yeah, what'd you do?
So I went and saw American Head Charge, one of my favorite bands. It was my first show. It was about probably 14 years ago. We were in Chicago. And my buddies handed me a blunt, and I just touch it, and I don't even get to hit it. And the guy, the bouncer sees me and grabs me from the back and starts pulling me out.
Oh, no!
Oh,
so
man.
I never even hit the damn thing. And so I get kicked out, and I'm out. Well, I decided to walk through the back alley of the building, and I saw these people that were part of one of these bands. It was not the big band, but it was one of the bands part of the show. So I decided to follow these people. Since I looked so much like a rock star, I decided to follow them in, and I walked right back in the back of the building.
Hey, there you go.
I went up these stairs. I didn't know where I was going. I went up these stairs, come out the back door, and I'm upstairs of the show, and I'm behind the bouncer. And I walked, slipped right by him, and I'm upstairs watching the show. So I watched half the show, and the guy that caught me saw me again and was like, how the did you get in here? and kicked me back out. But I got to see half the show.
Hey, there you go.
Nice.
Hey, you redeemed yourself. Nicely done,
yes,
buddy.
Yes.
Nicely done. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
You have a good one.
Yeah, bye.
Later.
Bunch of rabble rousers that listen to the station, I tell you.
Yeah, I know.
I like it, though.
A bunch of hooligans.
Obviously, I don't ever recommend causing a stir.
No, just try to avoid the situation. It's easy to do that.
It is.
But, you know, it's not always the most fun.
It's not. And sometimes you get drunk people in your face or you're at a place. It just doesn't go, oh, God, you just want to fight.
Sometimes it just triggers that emotion.
Yeah.
There's nothing else you can do but get kicked out.
And if you do get kicked out, just go rent a crane and that'll take care of it
Boom.
From there. You'll be fine.
Did you see on the same, like the same week, those Afghani soccer game? Like, no females allowed. And so, like, four females.
They snuck in.
Yeah, they dressed up like dudes.
Awesome.
And they all took a selfie.
No females allowed. What kind of weird...
Come on, dude.
Chicks are fun to look at.
Right.
Have them at the game.
Why are they so angry?
It's just so mad. They're so pent up. Let a chick in. You'll be fine. Rock 106.